This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Have you ever heard of vaping? That's what users of e-cigarettes call smoking, since these devices produce nicotine vapor instead of smoke. E-cigs have been around for about a decade, and now one company has chosen Colorado as its test market for a new product. R.J. Reynolds, infamous for its Joe Camel cartoon character to market tobacco, is pushing a new e-cigarette called Vuse. But experts question whether these products are as safe as many people believe they are. And are they as addictive as tobacco? Carol McKinley of Colorado Public News has more.
The e-cig revolution has arrived, and this month one of the newest products, called Vuse, is on sale exclusively right here in Colorado.
Given the history of the tobacco industry in the United States, this is not the first time we see products brought onto the market, put into the marketplace, basically using the general public as the guinea pigs.
Stephanie Walton monitors the tobacco industry for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Her biggest concern? The Federal Food and Drug Administration has not made good on its two-year-old promise to regulate e-cigarettes.
We would love to see the FDA look into this.
Walton says e-cigarettes deliver highly addictive vaporized nicotine when you puff or vape through a battery-powered cigarette-shaped gadget.
Nicotine is one of the most addictive substances that we know of. People typically compare it to heroin in terms of its addictive properties.
Vuse and other e-cigarettes are illegal to sell to children under 18, but Walton believes that with names like Candy Cane and Choco Loco, the e-cigs are geared to hook a new generation of consumers, much like children mimicked smoking with candy cigarettes back in the day.
If they see these as popular and fun and interesting and they start using them, that can lead to a lifetime of nicotine addiction. It could lead to cigarette use down the road.
Colorado-based marketing executive Brent Green is also sounding the e-cig alarm.
One of the features that concerns me and makes me leery is their focus on technology, because our kids today are so technology focused. So you call a product a digital vapor cigarette, digital, that communicates volumes to young people.
E-cigarettes have an edgy look, a smooth metal contraption with a USB port for battery recharging.
You've probably seen them at the gas station. When I engage the battery, it heats that nub in there up to the point where it turns the e-liquid into a mist or a vapor.
John Paul Pollock runs a small e-cig operation called The Vapor Store.
Are you concerned about another generation of people becoming addicted to nicotine, though, these kids who are, say, preteens into teens?
Absolutely. It is our biggest concern in this industry. We are not the big tobacco companies looking to addict the next generation.
Pollock says he thinks big tobacco companies like R.J. Reynolds and Altria, which used to be known as Philip Morris, want to addict a new generation of customers. But he insists smaller e-cig makers like the tobacco store have another aim, to wean people off of tobacco.
Our goal is to completely eliminate our own business within 30 years so that people no longer need to have this alternative.
Pollock is moving from a small back room in a bar in Golden to the Colorado Mills Mall. Then his so-called boutique store will be in a more visible spot. E-cigs are still considered a novelty, but marketer Green says that's about to end now that big tobacco is on the vapor train.
By around August, we should start seeing significant television advertising, as well as other media online. There will be live sampling at nightclubs, at festivals, where lots of people gather.
Colorado Public News wanted to ask R.J. Reynolds, makers of the new Vuse product, why it chose Colorado as its test market, but representatives did not return our calls. The Colorado Department of Health also wants an explanation and will continue to watch and warn. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.